Hi guys, my name is Anand. This is my podcast. I want to spread all positivity around the world. So I'm going to give you guys tips how to live a positive life. This podcast is called The Modern Zen. Why I kept this name is we live in a modern life with busy lifestyle. And we have a lot of job opportunities, a lot of busy works that are happening around the world. I'm going to give you tips how you're going to live like a Zen in your mind in this crowded, busy lifestyle. So guys, thanks for joining me. Let's go into this podcast and share some beautiful experience that will change your life forever. So stay tuned. So in today, we live a life like a race horse. We have to be skillful. We have to beat other people. We have to see other people as our rivals. We can do anything to be successful. That's how the world taught us today, directly or indirectly. That's how our people in power dictate us. That's how all the CEO in our companies dictate us. You can do whatever to be successful. But that's not the case, my friend. To be a modern Zen, that does not mean you're going to sit under the tree and meditate all day. The modern Zen is you are going to work, you're being entrepreneur, you're being doing all kind of works you want. You're traveling in a subway, traveling in your fancy cars, traveling in your bus. But to have that calmness, you are surrounded by all kind of tensions, which you think you are tension, like paying the bills, paying for the tuition fees, everything. The first main thing, my friend, don't accept what the world says to you. Don't accept. Don't do anything that's because it's trending. The modern girls do not think posting a sexy pictures in Instagram does not make you a success. Even you get success through that. If you're really passionate about whatever you do, just do it. But no matter what profit you get, don't ever do anything that does not give you any soul satisfaction. That's a modern Zen. When I talk about soul, don't think that this is something deep. Take anything you do now. You may be successful. You may be doing something trending, but you may feel miserable when you're going to sleep tonight. I know sometimes we don't get jobs which we love. I'm not saying that. Sometimes you have to do some shit jobs. I'm okay with that. But don't waste your life forever in that job. Go for that job in the morning, 9 to 5. But come back home or in your spare hours, do something which you love, like what I'm doing now, the podcast, whatever it is. It can be painting, playing your own sports. Create something in the side which you are passionate about. Today we live in an era where we have all kind of opportunities, so build something that you love in the side. Once you get success, pursue that full time. So why I'm saying this, there is no excuse. There is no excuse for anyone. So that's the first main step to become a modern Zen. Do what you love. First you have to know who you are. I talked with many people who saying, I don't even know what I want. Just spend time with yourself. Don't always distracted. Meditate. Ask yourself, which makes you happy? It is not complicated. You will get your answers. And do what you love. And do what is your own talent, which comes easily to you. There are some people can play sports easily than other people. Some people can do math easily than other people. Okay, whenever you do what you love, it's nothing hard work. People say, hard work, you need to do hard work. No, that is the bullshit lies that world tell to you. If you love something, you will never feel like in hard work. Imagine you're loving a girl. You're waiting for that girl for 2 hours, 3 hours. You don't feel the pain to wait for that girl because you love that girl. You want to impress that girl. Imagine you want to buy the ticket for your favorite sports team to go to the stadium. You will wait any number of hours outside the stadium to watch your favorite stars. Imagine during the concert, you're just standing whole concert for 5 to 6 hours to see your celebrities and listening to their songs. But you can't do the same thing which you don't love. To even sit in for an hour in the classrooms, you feel like a shit. You feel so bored. So don't even buy the crap that hard work is important. When you do something you love, you don't need a hard work. Everything flows. When you are good in writing poems, it flows. You don't even have to think. Sometimes you're just walking around eating a hot dog, but suddenly you get this beautiful poem in your head. Beautiful spark in your head. So guys, so that's the main thing. That's the most important thing to be a modern Zen. To find what you love. Don't buy anything what people says. Don't follow the trend. I don't care how many people listen to this podcast. Even one person listens to this podcast and changes life. Even I don't get any money, I don't care. I do what I love. Even I work in multi-international company, which pays me so much. But if I don't love that, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. That's not what you want, my friends. Do what you love. Do what you love. Be authentic to yourself. Be passionate about yourself. From foods to eat, from the music you listen. Do what you love and see how your life changes. Don't let people judge you. You may be doing some work which is for even for free. You may be doing some volunteer work for church or anything you do or you love. People be like, oh my God, what are you going to earn from that? Instead you do this, you know, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't work in a company that your boss is not appreciating your work. You're not getting a promotion or anything. Why are you working that just job? Just say fuck off and leave it. Be yourself. Be yourself. In wearing your clothes or your choices in life. If people don't like it, it does not matter. Be your own unique self. And that's what the modern Zen does. Be the modern Zen. If people are so rude to you, just ignore them. Sometimes you say, oh, somebody ruined me, somebody abused me, so I'm going to abuse everyone. No. The great thing, the great word, the great quote, the eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. So never ever inspired by people around you. Inspired by yourself. Inspired by within. When you love something from within, then pursue it. This is what I want to share with you guys today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to my podcast. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.